Lord, while the words I speak are my words, may the words that we hear be your words. Amen. The choices we make matter. So let God be part of the decision-making process. Let's look at the gospel reading for a moment. The Jewish leaders are out to get Jesus. This reading takes place late in Matthew's gospel, as we're getting close to the time of the final days of Jesus' ministry in Jerusalem. And the Jewish leaders are out to get him. And they ask him the question about whether or not it's lawful to pay taxes or not. It's a set-up question. If Jesus says it's not lawful to pay taxes, then he'd be guilty of sedition, and the authorities would come down hard on him at that point. If, on the other hand, he simply says, go ahead and pay the taxes, comes down hard on that side, then the people who've been following him, who saw him as a great new leader in the Jewish faith tradition, then they would be disillusioned and turn away. So what does Jesus do? He calls for someone to bring a coin. And he asks, whose face is on this? And they respond, Caesar's. And Jesus says, give to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God. From my perspective, what Jesus has done is he's kind of opened it up. He hasn't come down on one side or the other. He's left it open to pay taxes on the one hand, but he's also open to the new things that God is doing. And we're told in the gospel reading they were amazed. Well, the time for Jesus hadn't come yet. But one of the patterns of Jesus' life was to withdraw, to pray, to ask his Father to show him the path that he should take. So God and God's Spirit was so much a part of his life that enabled him to see the path that he should take. It was a path, eventually, as Jesus discerned it, to face these very authorities who were trying to embarrass him and set him up. He saw that in that confrontation, it would cost him everything. Jesus was the one who gave and gave and never counted the cost. And eventually, through the power of the Spirit, he was able to give his life away. It was a life of generosity. It was a life of sacrifice. God put an exclamation point on that life. After Jesus died, God raised him from the dead. So those are values, generosity and sacrifice, that as we spend time with God and discern how we are to respond in the decision-making process of our lives, values that we keep before us. That's one of the most important things about letting God be part of the decision-making process in our lives, the values that we receive. Three things this morning: show up, pay attention, lean in. In the decision-making process that we go through every day, little decisions, big decisions, it's important to show up in the discernment process. It's important that you made the choice this morning Just think of all the things that are going on in your lives. So many different things. You might even go to the golf tournament just down the street. Hard to get to church. New traffic patterns. But you chose to be here this morning. You made that choice. And in being here, the values that are represented in this service, including being nurtured in the body and blood of Christ, inform your decision-making process. You're letting God be part of that. And all of us have big decisions, small decisions, but so often we've got decisions where there seem to be competing goods, where the process is challenging. Now in showing up, creating that space, engaging in those spiritual practices that help us listen for what God may be saying to us, that give us a sense of patience, so we just jump to conclusions and we just press ahead with our lives. To nurture that relationship with God is so important, and we need to show up on our part. God's around us all the time, but we need to create that space in our lives that enables God to speak and to let God's Spirit work in our lives. So that's the first and most important thing in this decision-making process, to show up, to create that space. And then paying attention in that space, bringing the questions and the discernments and the feelings that we have to that space of discernment, and trying to pay attention. Some of the questions in my own life are, what is God teaching me about being a caregiver for my wife as she continues her struggle and journey with multiple sclerosis? It's one day at a time, but what does God want me to do today? Or what does God want me to do in terms of the healing of our metropolitan city through Richmond Hill, which is my primary spirit home? Their mission is the healing of metropolitan Richmond. What is God teaching me there? How can I pay better attention? And how can I balance the inner journey with the outer journey? Because the work of striving for justice and creating a better Richmond takes an enormous amount of energy, because the forces of darkness are strong. And what am I learning hanging out with you guys? What am I learning? We're about to embark on a whole new adventure, because Wheezy's going to be leaving. And we're going to have to find out what God wants now, just as she is discovering what God wants from her life. And it's a big surprise, you know, for us. Paying attention is so important. And then we have to lean in. We have to take risks. We have to act. We can't just discern and discern and discern, pull the wagons in a circle and protect ourselves. We have to step out. We have to work for those values that Jesus represented in his life and ministry of generosity and sacrifice. We need to work for justice. We need to be peacemakers. We need to build the kingdom of God in the world. We need to lean in. We need to work for that kingdom. And hopefully, as we do that, it's not just us and our efforts, it's the Spirit of God that is showing us the path that enables us, that same Spirit enables us to do the work that God is calling us to do. So as we gather in this place this morning, each of us is faced with different decisions, and now St. Mary's Church and the leadership of the parish are faced with some new decisions. Let's wait on God. Let's pay attention. And then let's lean in. Go forward. Do the work that God has called us to do.